其实我哋可能要做一个嘅调查，就去问一下大家呢段时间咧，就系、是、有中英嘅崇拜嘅立体声，咁啊，都可能下个礼拜出一个问卷，即系问一下大家你认为点，中唔中意，系咪有好处有唔好处啊？如果系继续啊，应该点样继续啊？就是找些什么人做翻译 是我讲英文有人翻译中文，是我照讲中文有人翻译英文，就是笑死人，或者 是怎么样如果要就是设计好一个问卷调查，就看怎样 去进行。同埋我一家人咧就準，即係希望喺六月到八月咧就六月尾到八月咧就喺美國啊。咁啊，所以我哋都彼得牧師或者球友要幫幾次啊。咁但係如果彼得牧師係嗰幾月嘅時候又講幾次到咧，都要有人翻譯啊。咁都要為呢件事祈禱啊。咁啊。如果你未試過翻譯咧，可能良好機會啊，俾你去出嚟嘅，即係興起嘅。啊，OK， 啊，俗語話咧，開始未啊？啊，俗語話咧，種瓜得瓜，種豆得豆。咁啊，人生咧就係、是。咁樣嘅我哋所種嘅事咧，我哋都會係有一日要收嘅。In slang, they say that if you plant a gourd, you'll get a gourd. If you plant beans, you'll get beans. So you reap what you sow, and that's a thing of life. John Smith was a loyal carpenter. One day, he was working for a successful contractor who called him into his office and said, "John, I'm putting you in charge of the next house we build. I want you to order all the materials and oversee the whole job from the ground up." And John accepted the assignment and very happy. He tried. He worked all his measurements and he was preparing. And then he realized, "Hey, I'm in charge of this whole thing. I can cut corners and save some money, get cheap materials, and say that I paid for expensive ones." And so he did all that, and then when it came time to give the house back to the contractor said, "You know, John, you've been working for me for so long, you're such a good contractor, I'm going to reward your service, and I'm going to give you the house that you built." So 有一個好忠心嘅一個嘅木匠咧，咁佢係做一個嘅盤頭嘅好忠心嘅工人咧。佢有一個盤頭同佢講話：啊，下次我哋起間屋咧，單獨嘅屋咧。就俾你揸曬 fit 啊！你話曬事，你自己起嘅。咁啊，你一切嘅材料你自己訂購，你一齊起，你度啊，你做曬所有嘅嘢係你嘅。你點樣起嚟？你點樣做？於是咧，佢好興奮啊！第一次可以自己飛咁啊！佢又好計算清清楚楚，即係每一樣嘢要點。跟住佢計緊，開始諗：咦，我全部係我揸 fit 喎。咁啊，如果我係買啲平嘅材料，但係我報貴嘅價。咁我可以袋好多錢落自己嘅袋，咁啊佢咁樣度啊，跟住咧佢咁樣做嘅，結果咧慢慢起到間屋嘅時候，起完之後交翻俾個盤頭啊，盤頭起好咗呢間屋，那個盤頭同佢講話：，哇！你真係做得好好啊，忠心嘅仆人，同我打工咁多年啊，我諗住俾個獎賞你啊，你所起呢間屋啊，我送俾你啊。弟兄姊妹，好多事咧，我哋種瓜得瓜，種豆得豆。今日我哋嘅主題咧，所種的都要收。And many times we reap what we sow. And today our topic is you reap what you sow. In Genesis 29, we'll look at verse 18 to 19 and 20. 今日我哋睇創世記29章，睇18節至到20節，我哋睇到呢一個嘅真理，因為認識到雅各嘅故事。知道上個星期我哋見到雅各咧，就係呢個嘅好急忙要離開佢嘅家鄉嘅，因為佢哥哥要殺佢，因為佢欺騙咗佢爸爸，同埋佢媽媽趕佢走啊，為咗安全嘅。跟住雅各咧見到神嘅異象，咁啊神祝福佢同埋應許佢，話佢會保護佢。咁但係佢咧 做咗啲事，始终都要负责任。咁啊，神计划咧有个磨练嘅方法嚟磨练佢嘅性格。So we see that Jacob in the last week, he was running away from home because of the way he deceived his father. His mother arranged for him to go so he would not be killed by his brother. And then he saw the vision of God, and he saw the ladder going up into heaven. And then God blessed him, and God said he gave him a promise of protection. But even at the same time, Jacob is going to have to be responsible for his actions. And we're going to see today how God's starting to mold him and shape him. So in verse 18-20, 18-20, 雅各爱拉结就说，我愿为你小女儿拉结服侍你七年。拉班说，我把她给你，剩此给别人，你与我同住吧。雅各就为拉结服侍了七年，他因为深爱拉结，就看这七年如同几天。一齐低头嘅，低头祈祷。Let's pray。主耶稣，我哋多谢你，今日我哋可以睇到你嘅话语，喺从你嘅话语当中，我哋认识到神，你系爱我哋爱到底。我哋发现到咧，因为有你，我哋系有盼望，有生命。但系主，我哋知道好多事喺我哋嘅人生嘅里边，我哋系做咗一啲嘅都要负起责任嘅事情。是 有结果的，所以靠神呢，透过今天的时候是教导我们，让我们去认识到你要我们的人生是怎样，哪些事我们要面对，哪些事我们要凭信心 去行的。靠你今天使用孩子很清楚讲达表达你的说话，多谢主你听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 所以我们看到雅各在这里呢，他是所种的种子呢是未成熟的。 And so here in this verse we see that the seeds that Jacob planted did not come to nurture yet. 那雅各呢，他以为开口的时候呢很顺利。 And so Jacob at first was very successful. 他是 很成功呢，他找到拉班的家人。 And he was very successful in finding his uncle Laban's family.神祝福他呢，平安去到他要去到个地方，是找到个家乡。And so God led him to the house, to the village, to the people that he was supposed to go to. 雅各呢，就去到的时候，一见到舅父的女拉结呢，就是一见钟情。And as he went the first time and he saw his cousin, he fell in love with Rachel. 他甚至愿意为他做七年的劳工。 And he was willing to work for his uncle 7 years to get her hand in marriage.
觉得呢，神真的是改变了雅各。 When I read this, it looks like God has changed Jacob. 因为他愿意工作， he's willing to work， 等于他愿意七年为了一个他爱的女仔去工作。 And he's willing to work for 7 years for the lady he loves.我想，如果我们当中的女仔有个男士呢，就愿意为你做七年的功夫呢，就才娶你，我想都很感动，是吧？ And if there's ladies here that, you know, and somebody's willing to work as a slave for 7 years to get you to marry them, I think that'd be very touching and moving, don't you think? That's a great sacrifice.
但是神呢，与雅各同在。你看第一节至十七节呢，会见到雅各去到这个拉班的地方。 And in verse 1 to 17 we see how God brought Jacob to the place of Laban.
我们都见到呢，他第一次见到拉结的时候。
And we see the first time that he saw Rachel and what happened when he saw her by the well.
他在个井旁呢，即有个故事呢，我们今天不讲那个，我们在第四节看。
And so we'll look at verse 4 to verse 6.
我们看第四节至第六节。雅各对牧人说，弟兄们，你们是哪里来的？他们说，我们是哈兰来的。他问他们说，拿含的孙子拉班，你们认识吗？他们说，我们认识。雅各说，他平安吗？ 他们说平安，看啊，他的女拉结领着羊来了。And so there, and the first time he saw, is it Rachel? I keep thinking of my daughter Rachel. 我哋呢度有两个 Rachel， 所以我讲 Rachel， 我谂自己嘅女，有间撇牧师嘅女都系叫 Rachel。咁所以讲窒一窒吓，咁啊拉结咧，即系第一次雅各见到佢咧，佢带紧啲羊嚟。咁啊，雅各本身都系一个嘅牧羊人嘅。啊！即牧羊人同牧羊人可能异性相吸啊，即系啊同职业嘅相吸啊，我唔知点。And you know Jacob was also a shepherd, so maybe it's shepherds attracting shepherds, you know, and the opposite sex, you know, and there's something happening there. 咁啊，神平安，佢一去到就即刻见到佢要见到嘅人，亦都因为你记得咧雅各，佢阿妈叫佢去揾拉班，佢嘅舅父系为咗即系嘅藉口咧。就是找个太太嘛，所以他第一次间见到这个的拉班的女，即使是他目标的人物。If you remember, the reason that he, the excuse that he's going to find Laban is his mother said to get a wife. And so here he is, as soon as he arrives and he sees the daughter of Laban, which is his, that's his goal. And so he sees the girl that he's looking for right off the bat. I mean, that is God's guidance.这个是神的带领，他很顺利，他很平安。那我们看看第十节至十二节。So look at verse 10 to verse 12. 雅各看见母求拉班的女儿拉结和母求拉班的羊群，就上前把石头转来井口，饮他母求拉班的羊群。雅各与拉结亲嘴，就放声而哭。雅各告诉拉结，自己是他父亲的外室，是利百加的儿子。拉结就跑去告诉他父亲。一见到他，锡他一啖。So he kissed her. Now this is a cultural thing. I don't think he kissed her in the way that we kiss romantically. It's probably more like the Portuguese kissing on each side of the cheek. You know, 呢个系文化上嘅嘢咧，好似葡国人咧就锡一即系面珠针啊，一边一边咁样就系文化上嘅，好似我哋握手咁嘅。佢呢个就唔系个冲动啊，一见到你爱咗你就锡你一啖啊，即系唔系嗰种嘅吓。即系我哋要明白咧，文化有少少唔同。咁但系佢一见到咧就好兴奋啊！啊，见到佢嘅目标嘅人物，跟住咧见到神亦都好顺利咧，佢有拉班迎接佢，因为可能佢一路担心拉班会唔会接住我喺家里边。And the second thing we see is he was very successful and blessed as Laban accepted him into the house. And as he was going, maybe he was afraid that Laban would not receive him. Maybe he would not be welcome.所以你睇埋十三节至到十四节，你见到拉班真系接佢。And so in verse 13 to 14, that you see that Laban received them. 拉班听见外室雅各的信息，就跑去迎接，抱着他，与他亲嘴。嗱，男同男亲嘴，所以知道系好普遍嘅嘢。领他到自己嘅家雅各，将一切嘅情由告诉拉班。拉班对他说：你实在是我的骨肉，雅各就和他同住了一个月。And so here we see that Laban, he received him and even let him stay for a month in the house. And so that's a successful trip, I think. 咁我睇到佢系好顺利，因为拉班系接住佢咧，又俾佢住，招呼佢住一个月，冇拒绝佢咧，冇佢赶佢走嘅。所以我哋睇得到咧，雅各咧欺骗老豆。抢走哥哥的名分和祝福，哥哥就想杀他，他做这些奸的事，但是走了去似乎呢平安无事。 And so you look at Jacob, and here he's deceived his father, stole the blessing and stole the birthright from his brother, did these evil things, and it looks like God's blessing him, like, okay, you can do bad and it's okay. 但是过了一段时间看到有不同，拉班睇上嚟亦都系好似一个好人。And as you look at Laban, he looks at this time like a good guy. 咁可能咧，雅各喺度打工一个月咧，拉班就睇到雅各嘅表现啦，
睇到佢嘅心意啊，所以於是拉班咧就同佢開聲啊，話你唔好喺度免費做嘢咧，我係想俾份工你嘅。
And after a month of working, and maybe Jacob was working with the sheep, he's a shepherd, and you know, Laban sees him working hard, and so, you know, he comes like a good guy, and in verse 15, he says, hey, you know, don't work for me for free, you know, what do you want?
於是呢 ,15 節拉班對雅各說，你雖是我骨肉，豈可白白地服侍我，請告訴我，你要什麼為工價。
Now this is where the problem comes in, because as he asks for his wages, Jacob then falls in love, and he says, well, I'll work for you for 7 years.
这里开始，因为雅各呢，他说他的工价就是为拉结做7年工，跟着娶他为妻。拉班就在这里想到计。
And so we see that the first 7 years as Jacob is there, it's great. He's in love, he's working, and days go by, years go by, and it's just like a few moments have passed. The 7 years go like that.
他说雅各在这里做7年的功夫，又好好嘅，佢爱拉结，佢好想同拉结结婚，即系一年过一年过，好似系好快过嘅，因为佢系有呢个爱心喺度嘅，似乎冇事发生嘅，7年我好顺利嘅，有冇报应
？And so the 7 years, he's unhappy, he's joyful, he's it's as though his sin has not caught up with him yet.
你睇16節啊，同埋17節啊，再睇下。In verse 16 and 17, we'll read again. 拉班有两个女儿，大的名叫利亚，小的名叫拉结。利亚的眼睛没有神气，拉结却生得美貌俊秀。拉结是靓女来的。
So Rachel is a beautiful girl, and I know my daughter is beautiful, but
我的 Rachel 都好靓。不过呢个真系圣经形容佢系非常之靓，雅各爱佢嘅。啊，拉结美女呢，佢系嚟自一个美女嘅家庭。
Now, Rachel comes from a line of beautiful women. Abraham's wife Sarah was beautiful. Rachel's mother Rebecca was beautiful.Her aunt, Laban's sister, is beautiful. And they were so beautiful that Sarah, when she was 90 years old, somebody still thought she was young and available and wanted to kill Abraham to get her. So these are really beautiful ladies.
那个提到呢，拉结的家族，亚伯拉罕的太太撒拉呢，就是美女的。甚至佢90岁嘅时候咧，靓到咧去到新地方，亚伯拉罕要炸大唔系我太太，因为惊人哋会杀咗我，为咗抢我个呢个90岁嘅婆婆为妻，因为佢仲系咁靓嘅啊。跟住呢个嘅尼伯加拉班嘅妹又系靓嘅，又系非常之靓嘅。咁啊，所以拉班嘅女咧，拉结又系靓嘅，即系成个家族系靓女嘅，即系。样貌又靓，身材又靓，咁我想强调咧，神系创造美丽嘅。
And I want to stress that God created beauty.
所以做一个靓嘅系好嘅。
And so to be beautiful is good.
即系弟兄咧，如果你想揾个靓女，唔系错嘅。
And if you're a brother in Christ and you want a beautiful wife, there's nothing wrong with that.
但系我哋要小心 ，but we need to be careful.我哋系咪净系从外表去揾一个靓女
？Are we just looking at the outer beauty when we're looking for a wife？
神咧就系有两种美嘅，一个女在美，一个外在美。
There are two types of beauty. One is inner beauty, and one is outer external beauty.
当我哋去揾一个老婆嘅时候咧，我哋小心唔好做雅各呢个错。
And when we're looking for a wife, don't make the mistake that Jacob made.And only look at the outer beauty.
唔好单单系睇个外表嘅靓，我哋要睇外内都靓。
We need to look at inside and outside beauty.
咁啊，可能咧，拉结系靓，但系利亚咧，我相信都系靓女嘅。
Now, I believe that Leah was also beautiful because she comes from a family of beautiful ladies, but her eyes were not so great.
但系佢嘅眼咧，就可能系冇咁吸引嘅。咁佢嘅眼有咩问题？我哋唔知嘅。
And we don't know what was wrong with her eyes. Some people say she had
blue eyes. Some people say she had sad eyes. Some people say she had maybe the form of the eyes was not as great. Maybe there wasn't that sparkle in there.
有人说可能是中东人,是啡眼珠的,有人说可能是忧郁眼的,有人说可能是眼睛大,红圆眼的,不知道的,总之,雅各他觉得没那么漂亮,但我相信如果我们看到你眼,他都会很漂亮的,但眼有少少瑕疵。 有时我们小心,一个美丽的,有一个瑕疵,我们觉得,不漂亮的,其实在神的里面,没有十全十美的。
You know, there are no 100% beautiful people. Maybe somebody is really beautiful, but you just look at that one thing and you say, hey, I don't like her because of that. No, that's the way of the world. God looks at the heart.
即是我们不可以只从一 一个角度看人,放弃人,神是看心的。但是这个美女拉结,雅各就爱了她,一见钟情,愿意为她做7年的功夫。But
Jacob loved this beautiful Rachel and was willing to work for her for 7 years. And
弟兄,如果你找不到一个你认为这么漂亮的,我都建议呢, 你不要只找漂亮的,
and if you're looking for just something that's beautiful and you say, well, I can't find a beautiful wife, you know, well, maybe you're looking in the wrong way. Maybe you should be looking for someone who's beautiful in the heart. You know,
因为这些外表会变,
the outer appearance will change.
外表会是老的时候会有肥有肿有臭皮的。
And outer appearance, you know, when you get old, you get fat, you get wrinkled, and you know, you don't look the same.
头发又啡色,又白色,又红色,
and then the hair starts changing all multicolored, you know, dye and all that stuff. And
外表就是不代表什么,但是心里面是一切。所以我们如果找个漂亮的对象是好的,但是不要单单从漂亮那里去找。
So if you find a beautiful wife, that's wonderful. But don't only look for outer beauty. And praise the Lord, I found a beautiful wife, but I also found a beautiful wife who's beautiful inside and outside.
我感谢主呢，我揾到个靓嘅太太嘅，但系佢又里边靓，外边又靓，外在美，咁呢个揾到就好好嘅。我觉得信耶稣嘅女仔系靓啲嘅。
I think that the girls that believe in Jesus are the most beautiful.
我见到很多就不信耶稣,就是真的不漂亮,不吸引。但是信耶稣之后,真的变了,整个气质变。And
many girls, you see them before they know Jesus, you know, they don't look that attractive. But after they become a Christian, their countenance changes. And there's a glow and there's something about them.
所以如果你信耶稣呢,这个最漂亮的。 你不需要追求那些化妆品,Nike没有化妆品,他没有那些护肤品,他没有SK2, 他没有这些东西,他就是自然美的。And
so Rachel, she didn't have all these products, you know, to make her pretty and to make her lovely. She was natural beauty, and she was lovely because God made her that way. And you can be lovely because God made you lovely.
你们可以用你自然美发出来,是最漂亮的。
你有爱神的心,跟随神的心,这个好的男人就会被吸引。 And if you have a heart that's loving God and seeking God, good men will be attracted to that.
你用那些化妆品,用那些特别的方法来想吸引人,你吸引那些不好的男人。
And as you use all those products to make yourself beautiful, then what you're attracting, you're not attracting good men, you're attracting the bad men. Because they're just looking at the sexual aspects.
但是你用你自然美呢,可以吸引好的男人。我想强调18节至19节,
and I want to stress again verse 18 to 19.
雅各爱拉结就说,我愿为你小女拉结服侍你7年。
拉班说, 我把他给你, 城赐给别人，你与我同住吧。雅各就为拉结服侍七年，他为因为深爱拉结，就看这七年如同几天。
So Jacob loved her so much, and as he worked for 7 years, notice they did not have any sexual relationship. He was willing to wait.
雅各呢，嗰七年，虽然佢爱佢爱到佢到底呢，佢愿意等候，佢冇同佢有性关系啊。冇同佢呢上床搞三搞四，佢愿意等。
你睇到雅各非常好，佢有呢个决定，佢知道我爱佢，但我要等候。
And so Jacob knew that he loved her, but he had to wait until marriage to have relationships with her.
嗱，佢已经系认识咗一个月。佢先至提出，喺嗰一个月里边，我相信佢系非佢个一见钟情咧，就越嚟越深厚，佢个爱越嚟扑出嚟嘅。
And as he had been living with him for a month, you know, and he fell in love with her at first sight, and then through that whole month, you know, his heart's just, oh, I love her so much, but he's still willing to wait.
初恋咧最容易冲动。And your first love, it's easy to get excited. It's easy to get out of hand, out of control.
但是相信雅各呢，知道呢，要节制，控制自己。未结婚不应该有身体的接触。
所以他自己提出七年的。
And so it was Jacob who said, I'll work for 7 years.
他自己爱到这样，但他愿意等七年。那他不是后生仔的。佢应该成三十岁嘅。
And you need to realize that Jacob was not young. He was at least 30 years. You know, he was not a teenager at this time. Maybe he was 20 or 30, something in there.
佢二十零岁、三十岁嗰咁上下嘅。佢唔系细路仔嚟嘅。佢唔系十六岁，但系佢都系愿意等多七年嘅时间。
And he was still willing to wait 7 years.
如果真是爱的可以等。
If it's true love, it can wait.
真正的爱可以等候。有人会呃你，说你爱我，你跟我上床。
这个假的。Lots of guys will deceive you and say, if you love me, go to bed with me.
这个是假的。
That's deception. True love waits.
有些人说，我怎么知道你跟我合不合 key 的？我们是做过爱才知道合不合，不如我们上了床先，如果不合我们就再找第二个。
And some people say, hey, how do I know if we're compatible or not? You know, let's have a relationship first, you know, let's live together and see if it works. If it doesn't work, we split, you know.That's a deception and a lie of Satan.
这个魔鬼的大话，魔鬼的欺骗。真正的爱呢，是等候，等到在婚姻里面，才有这个身体上的接触，才有这个的性关系。
So true love must wait, and only in marriage should we have sexual relationships.
因为你没有结婚的时候有这个性关系呢，你所得到是什么？
Because if you have sex out of marriage, what do you get? You don't get love. You get guilt. You get problems. You get anxiety.
因为在婚外情呢，未结婚发生性关系呢，所得到是什么呢？内疚，麻烦，没满足感。
You know, sex outside of marriage is not satisfied. You just want more and more. It's lust. You're trying to fulfill your lust. You're not trying to fulfill your love. And it's a never-ending trail that you go down.
用未结婚有性行为呢，这个是私欲的，是无底深行的。越发展就要越发展，是不会满足的，就要多一点，要多一点，要多一点。但如果在这个欲火控制不了， 这个是冲动的，这个是私欲的，不是爱的。And so as you can't control your lust, that's just of the flesh. It's not love. You need to bring it to God. Only in marriage can sex bring pleasure, ultimate pleasure, fulfilled pleasure.
只在婚姻里面可以得到最好的满足的。因为在婚姻里面，这个是神创造美丽的。
但是雅各他明白这个道理，他愿意等。And Jacob knew this, and he was willing to wait.
可能你没等过的，可能你经历过的，你知道是痛苦过。
And maybe you weren't willing to wait. Maybe you've experienced it. Maybe you've experienced the pain.
神可以宽恕，神可以赦免。
God can forgive. He can wash away the pain.
我讲一个例子给你听。在美国呢，18岁的女仔呢，有每三个人之中有一个已经是发生性侵犯。
In the United States, one out of every three girls under 18 has been sexually molested.
这个来自这本零五年的书，这本书零五年出来的。
2005,
这个一个美国很权威的心理学，我现在读这个心理，这个很多心理医生的统计，零五年的18岁以下的三个女仔之中有一个被性侵犯，痛苦的。
I'm getting confused what I'm saying in Chinese and English, but anyway. now this book is published in 2005, and it's from some very famous, well-documented psychiatrists in the United States.
仲有个数字呢，就是18岁以下六个男仔之中有一个被性侵犯。
And 18 years and under, one out of every six boys have been sexually molested.
痛苦的。在美国呢，这个的单身家庭的是多过完美家庭的。
In the United States, the single parent families outnumber the dual parent families.
他都说呢，在读大学期间的女士呢，四个人之中有一个是被有人试过强奸她。
And one out of every four girls in college have had an attempted rape.
这些是性开放的结果的。
This is the sexual explosion results.
痛苦的。不怪之美国每20分钟有一个人自杀。
And so every 20 minutes, there's a suicide in the United States. No wonder why.
弟兄姊妹，我们要小心，我们要约束自己。罪恶有果子，恶的有恶的果子。
So sin has results. Evil has evil results.
拉班呢，是一个强的对手，对雅各来说。
And Laban is a good challenge for Jacob.
我们看看拉班怎样呃雅各呢，他最后呢七年后他的罪都是追到他的。雅各做了七年的时间爱拉结的，有一天他说春风满面就要来到，见到他拉班说我现在到时候呢，可能他一路工作一路吹口哨，但现在呢21节至到26节。
So let's look at verse 21 to 26 as we see Jacob after being just full of love for 7 years, comes and asks for his bride.
雅各对拉班说，日期已经满了，求你把我的妻子给我，我与她同房。
拉班就摆设筵席，请砌了那地方的众人。 到晚上，拉班将女儿利亚送来给雅各，雅各就与他同房，黑掹掹佢睇唔到啦。拉班又将婢女色帕给女儿利亚作使女。到了早晨，雅各一看是利亚，就对拉班说：你向我做的是什么事呢？我服侍你不是为拉结吗？你为什么欺哄我呢？拉班说：大女儿还没有给人，先把小女儿给人，在我们这地方没有这规矩。如果是你，你怎样？你七年做奴隶，为了这个女仔，竟然她被第二个人来了，嬲不嬲啊？You work for this guy for 7 years as a slave, and now he gives you the older sister with bad eyes. Would that get you mad? 我会火滚啊！七年唔少时间啊，交货啦！啊，但系拉班点解当初唔话雅各听啊？我哋嘅规矩要大女结婚先啊，点解唔话佢知啊？And Laban could have told him from the start, hey, you know, the older sister has to get married first, so I can't do that. He could have told it right out, you know. But he deceived. 你想一下,这个的骗局啊,比雅各的骗局更犀利的。So Laban's deception to Jacob is even bigger than Jacob's deception on his father. Right? 雅各知道他知道他自己做奸的事，欺骗个老豆，抢了哥哥的名分同埋祝福，现在受到这个报应。反而雅各的反应不是很，我们看到圣经觉得不是很犀利的。And so as we look at Jacob's response here, it doesn't look that great. I mean, he knows he's a louse. He knows what he did to his father and to his brother. And here, you know,from the scripture, it doesn't look like, you know, he's putting up a big fuss. He's just saying, hey, what you doing, you know? 我睇到到呢，好痛苦。我睇呢个嘅时候，我会谂下利亚嘅感受。I wonder what Leah was thinking all this time. Was she in love with Jacob and went along willfully? Or was she forced into it?利亚系咪爱雅各咧？一路爱佢就好兴奋咧，同佢结婚咧？因为被强迫，如果你被强迫同一个你明知唔爱你嘅人，你愿唔愿意 ？If you were forced to marry somebody that you know doesn't love you but loves somebody else, would you want to marry him？ 拉结点啊？佢知唔知佢老豆咁啊？我爱呢个雅各，但系你要将我家姐俾佢为妻嘅，拉结嘅感受点啊 ？And what was it？What is Rachel thinking? Did Rachel love Jacob and she knows she's in love and waiting and now my father's giving my sister to the guy I love? Man, talk about dysfunctional families. 你讲一个的即破碎家庭，这个家庭真的很破碎。家姐嫁给一个不爱她的人，妹妹呢就要看家姐嫁给她所爱的人，很复杂，一开始就痛苦。个男人又唔爱嗰个眼咁核突，所爱嗰个咧心思思，唔话你知。唔怪之莎士比亚咧，佢讲过咧，轮子行一个完整嘅圆。So Shakespeare said, "The wheel is come full circle." 啊，加拉太书第六章第七节。是说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。 In Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 it says, don't be deceived, God is not mocked, what a man reaps he shall also sow.
虽然有七年的平安的七年的顺利，始终雅各的稀剧就是回到他身边。
And although Jacob had 7 years of blessing, his sin caught up with him.
拉班怎么说呢？你看埋二十七节，创世纪二十九章二十七至到廿九三十。
And look at the last part of this in Genesis 29 verse 27 to 30.
你为这两个月，唔系你为这两个满了七日，
我就把那个也给你，你再为他服侍我七年。雅各就如此行，满了利亚的七日，拉班便将女儿拉结给雅各为差，拉班又将婢女辟拉给女儿拉结作侍女。雅各与也与拉结同房，并且爱拉结胜以此爱利亚，于是又服侍了拉班七年。
惨啊！两个太太嘅中文字呢，一个嬲字点写嘅？
中间一个女，两个男啊！
你调转啊，平安字点写嘅？
一个冧布顶里边一个女，你有三个女喺度做咩啊？冇冧布顶嘅，不过三个女一齐咩字啊？监系咪？间啊，一间屋两个太太好复杂。
This is terrible, you know, two wives in one house. And he loves one and he doesn't love the other.
佢爱一个就唔爱第二个，呢个仲惨。利亚嘅感受点？佢唔爱我，唔锡我。利百加唔系啊，拉结又系知道痛苦嘅。一开始呢个婚姻就惨。拉班的着数，这个好工人做七年免费工，现在要做十四年免费工，拉班又着数，不过两个女送给同一个人。
圣经不同意多妻主义。
Now, the Bible does not agree with polygamy, but this is imperfect sinful people, and God allows things to happen in imperfect people's lives.
虽然圣经不同意多妻主义，但是我们在看这些犯罪的人，神是容许这些事发生在犯罪的人身上。
但是圣经里面摩西书里面讲的一妻一夫一妻的，创世纪第一章第二章又讲到一夫一妻二人是我一体，所以整体的圣经呢就是讲一夫一妻制的。但是在圣经里面有好几个人物都是有多妻主义的，但是次次都是痛苦的。
Now, there are other examples of people with more than one wife in the Bible, but the overall teaching of the Bible in 1st and 2nd Genesis and from Moses, from Jesus, is one wife and one husband. But in all the other examples of more than one wife, it's always a disaster, a marital problem.
所以我们看得到神的旨意不是要两妻、三妻、四妻的，神的旨意是一夫一妻。但是这个雅各是有这个惨的经历，他要在这里做多七年的时间。
但是雅各有没有反驳呢？
Did Jacob put up a big fuss about all this?
我们看到他的感觉呢，他的反应呢，就好似系明白顺服神嘅惩罚。
It seems like Jacob went along with it and knew that this was in a way a punishment from the Lord.
佢呢就可能好似约伯记第四章第八节讲
，Maybe it's like in Job chapter 4 verse 8.按我所见，奸罪孽总毒害的人都照样收割。And for those who plant sin will reap the poison.
新译本话：据我所见，奸用罪孽的必收割罪孽，种植毒害的必收割毒害。
雅各呢真的有改变，我觉得。I think that Jacob had a true behavioral change.
因为他的反应告诉我他是有不同的，他没有投诉，他没有反驳，他没有骗，即是整一个骗局来整回拉班。
And I see that Jacob, you know, he didn't rebel, he didn't complain, and he didn't use his nature to build another deceptive act against Laban. he submitted. That means that he knew he was guilty, and he was willing to submit that he had been, he's come full circle around.
So, 他可能是内疚，因为他对他爸爸所做的事，于是他有点信服的。
但是他的反应告诉我，他的性格改变。
So his response tells me that he's been changed. Jacob has been changed. He saw the angels of God going up and down the ladder. The Lord spoke to him. And Jacob's starting to change, but he's not changed completely.
他又开始有改变，但是他原本的性格呢，就是找住的，是跟人家争的。他开始改变，但是没改变得晒的。
神终于磨练他一段时间。You know, the name Jacob means heel catcher in striving with men, but here he's starting to be changed a bit, but he's going to have a long time to go.
我们最后看最后一点，
and I want to look at the last point today, that we need to sow seeds of righteousness to receive good results.
我们需要向公义撒种，就去收割好的果。我们看到这个的撒种有果子，我们要明白生命是一个投资。
And our life is like an investment.
我们今天的经文，我们看到神要教导我们什么。
And so what does God want to teach us from this today?
我们首先我们要明白这个真理，我们所种的是有收割。
So we need to first know that everything that we do will have a response, will haveIs planting seeds, we'll reap what we sow.
So in 那个人生里边，你系投资，系要做啲乜嘢，系得翻啲乜嘢。
And so, what are you investing your life in today?
好似头先主席讲，生命好短暂，要爱惜光阴。
And as Kinsan said that our life is short, we need to be faithful for the time is short.
我哋希望咧撒好嘅果子，结好嘅果。
And may we have good, plant good seeds to get good results. Look at Galatians 6, verse 7 to verse 10.
我们打开睇加拉太书第六章第七节至到第十节。加拉太书第六章第七节至到第十节话：不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。我们行善，不可丧志；若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善。向信徒一家的人更当这样。
我们向罪恶就会收罪恶的恶果的。And as we plant seeds of sin, we will receive fruit of evil.
这个是一个属灵的定律。
This is a spiritual law.
好像地心吸力的。地心吸力是一个定律。Like gravity is a law. 地心吸力一定要向下定律嚟嘅，我放五十次，佢都会向下。所以唔怪之嗰日警员开枪嘅时候咧，啲子弹向上，跟住要发生咩事啊？要落翻嚟啊嘛
！It's a gravitational pull. It's a law. It's a law of physics. So when the policeman shot his gun up in the air, the bullet's going to come back down. It's a law. What goes up comes down.
咁啊，属灵嘅定律。你撒咩种就收咩果。
And the spiritual law is whatever you sow in your life, you're going to reap it.
每次你受试探，心里边有个声音同你讲：一次唔怕，小事啫嘛，神唔会介意啊，做完之后可以悔改啊，冇乜所谓啊。
你冇听呢个魔鬼嘅说话。You know, every time temptation comes, there's a voice in your heart that says, just this one time. It's okay. Nobody's going to know. God won't mind. Just a little thing. That's a deception from Satan. Don't listen to it.
这个声音是魔鬼的声音，顺着这个声音是顺着情欲的，结果呢就是痛苦。
This is a Satan's voice talking to you, and as you listen to it, you're going in the way of the flesh. The result is painful.
罪的结果就是痛苦。刚才讲的那些数字呢，有一个的就没讲，就美国呢35%的结婚人士就会离婚。
And as I just told some of the statistics from this book, there's one I didn't say, in that in the United States, 35% of all marriages end up in divorce.
他在2006年呢，40%-50% 的结婚人士会结婚，会离婚。
And in 2006, they said that 40-50% of all people that got married ended up in divorce.
罪是痛苦，离婚是痛苦。我们做每一件事呢，是要计算后果。
So we need to look at the consequences of our actions before we act.
我们现在的人不喜欢看后果的。
We don't like to think of the results. We like the fast. We like the fulfillment. We were in the day and age of computers where you hit a button and delete it and it's all gone.
我们现在是电脑世代呢，我们喜欢快脆，我们觉得好像电脑呢，你按一个键取消就可以全部抹杀的， delete 就没了的了。但是人生不是的。
But life is not that easy. You can't delete your actions. They have results.
所以我们喜欢呢就不要受节制，当你未结婚的时候跟人家发生关系，跟着有个 BB 又怎样？
So we like to have our actions, we like to have sex if we want, and then we get a baby, what are you going to do?
你牧师那里说，牧师我做错了，靠耶稣宽恕，好，耶稣可以宽恕，但有个 BB 仍然在这里，是有效果。
So we pray and we come to the pastor and we say, Lord, I made a mistake. Please, God, forgive me. So we pray, God forgives you. But you still have the baby. It's a consequence. It's a result.
有人是搞三搞四，惹艾滋病回来，认罪悔改，神会不会宽恕他的罪？会，但艾滋病一样有在这里。
Somebody's playing around, messing around with prostitutes in China and they get AIDS.Come to the church, God forgive me. Will God forgive me? Yes, He'll forgive you. But you have AIDS. He's not going to take away the AIDS just because He forgives you.
在监狱里面，很多人来跟我说，牧师，我认罪，我悔改的，求神宽恕我，让我早出狱。
Many people in prison come to me and say, Pastor, I've become a Christian, I love Jesus, God's forgiven my sins. Pray that God will get me out of prison fast.
如果每一个信耶稣的可以很快出狱，我想这个世界很混乱，那个救恩就太过儿戏的。
If every prisoner that accepts Jesus gets out of prison the day after they accept Christ, I think that grace is too cheap of a grace.
我们做的事要负上责任，我们天上我们的罪得赦免，
Our sins are forgiven and we can go to heaven,
但我们地上要面对的后果。
But here on earth, we have to face the consequences.
So, 去年就要这个丙型肝炎的治疗，以前拍针的一个后果。
And so last year, Akau had to face the consequence of hepatitis C, the results of using dirty needles.
有这个后果呢，我们是要面对。种的什么就是要收的什么。我们要向我们的罪有责任，我们不喜欢负上这个责任。所以弟兄姊妹，你要小心，你未犯罪之前，你要想清楚结果的。
So before you commit these sins, think about the result. There is a result to sin, and God can forgive, but you have to pay the consequences.
神可以宽恕我们做错，但是有很多的责任上我们都要照负责的。箴言11:18
Proverbs 11:18
恶人经言得虚浮的工价，杀义种的得实罪的果效。新译本说恶人
賺得的工價是虛假的，播種公義的得著實在的賞賜。 So what are you planting in your life today? 我們有時呢，我們想過骨，想著隻眼開隻眼閉沒事，但是有事。We'd like to try and get away with as much as we can, but we're just deceiving ourselves. There's a flower, it's called tulip. It's very interesting. When I was young, I would grow flower. The flower tulip is when you put it in the ground,你要秋天放在地里面，等它过一个的寒冷的冬天，它春天才会 出花。如果没有经过这个寒冷的冬天，郁金香的花不会出来。If you plant the tulip, you have to plant it in the autumn and let it go through a cold winter for it to grow in the spring to become a flower. If it doesn't go through a cold winter, it's not going to blossom.
有時我哋種咗啲惡果咧，我哋好似覺得我睇唔到嘅結果咧，我係平安，我過咗骨啦，我安全嘅。所以咧，雅各咧七年咧，佢種咗呢個惡果，但係七年之後佢先至收割拉班嘅欺騙。And sometimes because we think, oh, we planted the seed and nothing happened, it's okay. I've gotten through it. Man, I got through that one all right.
But you know, Jacob thought he got through his sin.For 7 years, but his sin caught up to him. 弟兄姊妹，可能你犯一次罪，神唔会即刻有闪电喺天上拍死你嘅。And maybe you commit a sin, and there's no lightning coming out of heaven to destroy you immediately. It doesn't mean that God is going to let you off the hook.
唔等于神会放过你。我哋需要小心我哋嘅行为。我哋需要呢。撒公义的种子。
We need to sow seeds of righteousness. We need to do things that will be pleasing to God and bring spiritual fruit.
我们需要撒一些会是有属灵的果子出来的种子。所以我们信耶稣，我们选择行公义，我们选择做神喜欢的事，我们选择呢看圣经，我哋选择咧就唔好睇色情网页，我哋选择咧祈祷跟随耶稣，我哋唔选择跟随我哋熟悉嗰啲人，日日去卡拉 OK、去 rap、去夜众会嘅。
And so we need to choose. We need to choose to plant seeds of righteousness, to do things that God loves, to things that are pleasing to the Lord. We need to choose to read the Bible and get away from the pornographic internet sites. We need to choose to.Follow Jesus and get away from going to the karaoke's and to the nightclubs where all our friends are going and drinking. We need to choose to follow Jesus.
看何西阿书第十章十二节。
Look at Hosea chapter 10 verse 12. Hosea 10:12.
何西阿书十章十二节。你们要为自己栽种公义，就能收割慈爱。现今正是寻求耶和华的时候，你们要开垦荒地，等他临到，使公义雨降在你们身上。
你有没有向自己的生命撒公义？有没有为这个生命的投资做一些神喜欢的事，是按照圣经行事的？
We need to be planting seeds of righteousness and doing things that God loves. Are you doing that today in your life? Are you putting God first?
靠神的恩典呢，俾我哋可以撒呢啲好嘅种子嘅，系可以系先开垦呢个荒地。你知道你撒种子之前呢，个地呢硬晒呢，你要开咗佢。
You know, before we plant any seed, we need to break up the fallow ground. If it's rocky ground, you can't plant anything.The seed will not take root. But as we need to first open up the ground of our heart, that we can plant seeds of righteousness.
我们要开垦这个硬地的，我们心的硬地， 即系先可以放呢啲种子落去。我哋心嘅眼地有好多骄傲，好多自私，好多自己要行自己路。你半夜嘅唔好话我听，我哋要求神咧开下我哋嘅荒地嘅，让公义嘅种子放入去嘅。当我哋预备好个地嘅时候，我哋可以撒好嘅种子。
And after we open up the fallow ground, getting rid of our pride, getting rid of our selfishness, getting rid of our rebellion, then God's word can start to get in.
弟兄姊妹，我哋要凭信心撒呢啲种子。撒种系一个信心嘅功课。
And planting seeds of righteousness is an act of faith. 因为一个农夫撒种喺地嘅时候咧，佢系要凭信心，嗰啲种子会发芽长大。
When a farmer plants seeds, he has faith that these seeds are going to grow. He invests a lot of money in his seed, and he knows that by faith that his seed is going to grow and give him a crop.
农夫咧投资好多钱买嗰啲嘅种子翻嚟嘅，因为佢相信撒咗落地咧会有生长。
我哋基督徒咧要有呢个信心，我哋向公义撒种，一定会得福。
And we need to have the faith that when we plant seeds of righteousness, we will get the blessing. When we plant seeds that are pleasing to God, our life will blossom and be pleasing and be blessed.
如果我哋冇呢个信心撒呢啲好嘅种咧，我哋会被世界扯住，做晒世俗嗰啲嘢。因为我觉得基督徒不可以生存在这个世界，觉得基督徒的徒也不啱使，觉得哎，基督徒这么老土的。
If we don't have the faith, we think, oh man, the Christian life, it's not going to work. Oh man, the Christian life, that's too outdated. Oh man, the Christian life, no, God, it's you're wasting your time. I want to spend more time in the world.
But when you have faith that planting righteous seeds brings about a righteous life and blessing, then you can go and have a glorious time.
当你相信你撒公义的种子，你就在神的话语下功夫，神会祝福你。但你知道我们收割不一定在这个地上。
But you know, the crop that we reap may not be in this world. 我们撒在天上的种子。
我们很多就是天上得到的赏赐的。
And many of the results that we receive are going to be rewards in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你可唔可以有呢个信心话，我系今日我要撒好嘅种子，我要立志唔睇色情网页，我要立志唔好结婚之前系有性行为，我要立志咧行神嘅道，以致圣经去做事，以致喺天上我系得到赏赏。
Can you have that stand today? You say, I am not going to look at pornographic material. I am not going to have sex before marriage. I'm going to live my life according to the word of God, and I'm going to reap the blessings in heaven.
Could you make a commitment like that today?
你今日愿不愿意撒这些种子？种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。
哥林多后书第九章第六节话：少种的收少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
Second Corinthians 9:6 it says, "He who sows sparingly reaps sparingly." We need to reap. We need to sow righteousness greatly.
我哋需要喺向公义撒多多嘅种子。
A guy named Samuel Smiles once said, sow a thought and you reap an act. Sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. What will your destiny be?
有一个叫 Samuel Sires, 他说撒一个思想，收一个行动。撒一个行动，收一个习惯。撒一个习惯，收一个性格。撒一个性格，收一个将来，你的将来会怎样？你生命所投资的是要做什么？是不是好像雅各？
定撒公义的种子？
如果你曾经撒那些不公义的种子呢，我们要求神宽恕我们，赦免我们，有些的神可以改变，有些我们要负责任。 但是神可以给力量我们向前负责任。但是我们由今天起，我们所决定，我们愿意继续杀不好的种子，抑或杀好的种子，选择是你的。
Now if you sowed seeds of unrighteousness in the past, we can pray that God would forgive us and give us grace. And some of the results God will take away miraculously, but some things you still have to face. But from today, if we make a commitment that from today, I'm going to sow seeds of righteousness and ask God to give me fruits of righteousness, you'll see your life changed.
我们一起低头祈祷。天父，我们多谢你，我相信你给我们非常之丰富的怜悯和恩典。我们是曾经犯罪，我们都是污糟邋遢的人，主要我的生命都不是好人的，但是你从坑渠里面拉我上来，给我可以悔改，得到宽恕和怜悯，得到永生。但是主要我们靠你，无论我们的过去是怎样，我们靠你的怜悯，给我们今天有力量，可以停止向罪恶杀种子。愿意我们在我们的生命里面，是为公义为神喜欢的事杀属灵的果子。所以我们很多事给自己很多藉口，我们以为我们所做的不会有结果，但是主，你的话语讲得很清楚，向罪杀种会收罪的结果。所以主，求你先宽恕我们，求你的灵在这一刻来到我们当中，去宽恕赦免我们的罪。我们得罪你的地方，我们是以为没有事的，但是我们现在知道是有事的地方，求主你怜悯宽恕赦免，让我们可以再一次经历你宽恕 的平安。求你拿走我们的罪那个内疚，让我们可以经历你所给的喜乐，让我们的生命立志说，从今天起我要做一个得神喜悦的人，我要做一个神是祝福的人。多谢主你听我祷告。当我们继续祈祷的时候呢，我们今天是麦饼纪念主。当我们看到神呢是愿意宽恕我们的罪，其实我们所种的罪恶的果子呢，最大的结果就是落地狱。但是因为耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上，宽恕了我们的罪，使到我们可以得永生。其实很多的问题，我们的罪恶，神是想扭转回，给我们一个丰盛的生命，是因为耶稣为我们付上罪价，因为耶稣为我们在十字架上死亡。弟兄姊妹，我们不要滥用这个恩典。我们吃这个饼，喝这个杯的时候，我们在心里面再一次求神宽恕我们，赦免我们，求耶稣再一次帮助我们可以立志向公义杀种，收公义的果子。我们请敬拜小组回来再唱一首歌，请阿 Pete 和阿球即是来帮我们排这个主餐。这个杯是代表耶稣的血，这个饼是代表耶稣的身体，我们吃是要纪念耶稣为我们死，我们吃是要多谢耶稣，因为他是流出他的宝血。我们相信我们吃这个是纪念，这个饼不是耶稣的身体，是代表耶稣的身体，亦都不会在我们心里面变了耶稣的血。我们是吃来纪念，如果你信耶稣，我们欢迎你一起吃，一起纪念耶稣。但是我们派每人拿了个饼和个杯拿在手里面，跟着呢等到大家有，我们一起吃。如果你不信耶稣呢，请你不要拿来吃。
这个被基督徒 去表示我们对耶稣的爱。
圣洁，你生命在我心，藉你宝血洁净我。圣洁，你烈火在我心，炽烧永一世的我。耶稣，完全的圣洁，你生命在我心，释放了我，使我变圣洁，只有主耶稣宝血遮盖我一切罪孽，只有主耶稣生命从心底里更新我，你宝血是足够，
你怜悯，
你怜悯完备，你赎罪的大哥让我真，使我变圣洁，只有主耶稣宝血，
只有主耶稣宝血，
只有主耶稣宝血遮盖我一切罪孽，只有主耶稣生命从心底里更新我，你宝血是足够，
你怜悯完备，
你怜悯完备，你赎罪的代价，
清偿我债，
清偿我债，使我变圣洁，只有主耶稣宝血，只有主耶稣宝
揸住呢个饼同埋呢个杯，我相信咧有一啲嘅罪恶系好似有引号嘅作用，使到我哋身不由己。我哋想放低，放唔低。我已经被罪链住我哋。当你食呢个饼、饮呢个杯，我哋靠耶稣释放。俾我哋可以脱离呢啲罪嘅行为，我想请一求为呢个饼同埋呢个杯祈祷。
你给我们新的生命，你给我们为你而活。 可以釋放我哋，釋放我哋嘅軟弱。主啊，你唔單止拎起呢個餅嘅杯向你認罪，我而家想懇求你嘅恩典去臨到我哋。
嗯。
你希願我哋會憐憫行公義，存謙卑嘅心去嚟敬拜你。願意我哋喺你面前有呢個立志，好叫我哋真係嘅生命出嚟，我要榮耀你。
我
多謝你，多謝你聽我
們的禱告，耶穌名。一起吃著個餅，喝著個杯。今天Tim帶我們再唱一次這首歌，如果你想走到前面，我們為你祈禱，求天牧師在前面，如果你覺得有些嘅罪惡好像捆住你，你得不到釋放，你很想耶穌釋放我們，或者你是承擔一些因為罪惡的後果，但你覺得很辛苦，我們為你祈禱，求神給我們有力量可以面對，你可以走到前面，我們為你祈禱。
只因圣洁，你生命在我心，藉你宝血洁净我。圣洁，你烈火在我心，炽照永一世的我。耶稣，你是。耶稣，你是完全的圣洁，你生命在我心，释放了我，使我变圣洁，只有主耶稣宝血爱我一切罪孽，只有主耶稣生命从心底里更新我，被宝血洗足够，你怜悯，你怜悯完备，你赎罪的祭告，清偿我债，使我变圣洁，只有主耶稣宝血。Only the blood of Jesus covers all of my sins.
想要祈祷可以走到前面，
Your mercy complete, Your work of atonement, Pay for my debts, Making me holy